to the Parish Council Planning Committee on the 12th of August. Let's kick off with PL 02319 to receive and approve any apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Hart and Buxton. Acceptable reasons have been given.
Okay, can I have a proposer to accept those apologies? Councillor Clark and seconded Councillor Cowley. Those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. PL 2419 is to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations on any item on the agenda. I have one, I'm just trying to find the number of it.
F. Yeah, Snowbreeze.
Okay, so that's, I have PL 02919F. Planning application at the Clench Pits. The applicant, Mr. Norbury, donated fencing to the hub, and I am the director of the hub. Anybody else got anything? Okay. PL 2519 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting on the 8th of July. Did you receive any comments?
I did not. I should also report that I discovered today that there'd been a problem with our website and all of the planning minutes for the entire year had disappeared. I don't know how long it had been like that. I discovered it today. It's fixed now. They're back.
Conspiracy. Does anyone have any comments?
No.
Okay, so can I have a proposal to accept? Councillor Cowley, Councillor Clark seconding. Those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous. PL 02619 to report back on those minutes. Mr. Clark, do you have
any actions to report?
Thank you. PL 2819 decision notices that have been received.
Chair, you've skipped 27.
Oh, I'm sorry. PL 2718, public participation.
19.
I'll start again. PL 02719, public participation. Do you?
Chairman, we've got a planning application that's on the agenda, and that's why we're here to just see how it goes through.
Okay, that's fine. So you don't wish to say anything?
Not to that. Thank you.
This is your time to speak, rather than when the application comes up, unless we have a specific question about it.
I need to see whether it's approved or rejected, Chairman.
Okay. Moving on then to PL 2819, decision notices received since the last meeting. Retrospective two-storey extension at number 10 Fordham Way was approved. We objected to that. New ground floor window and door with roof lights at 30 Dolphin Lane, that was also approved, although we objected as well. The temporary haul road for the science park for TTP has been withdrawn. We supported that. Discharge of condition 9, the foul sewage for the 199 houses has been approved. We gave that support in the end. There ends the decision notices. Planning applications, PL 02919. So item A is discharge of condition. Excuse me. Details for information only for the cycle stands, bus stop, speed management, footway improvement, speed cushions, car parking, of the planning permission for the 199 and the bed, the care home. As I read this, there's only additional stuff being put on.
You go into the planning documents part, following the link. Mm-hmm. At the very end of all the planning documents, there are several additional documents that were added recently. So the APAS notification I got was that it was additional details for information only. Mm-hmm. District Council, I'm not expecting comments.
Does anyone have any comments on any of that? District Council.
Chair, the only thing I question with this one is that this appears on the surface to be Hopkins Homes putting in the discharge of conditions, yet we are very much aware that there are two applications for reserved matters, i.e. Hopkins Homes and the 75 bed care home, and they each have their own sets of conditions. So my question to the committee is, why has this been put forward as one that seems to be dealing with both, as it says, 99 dwellings and a care home, about 75 beds? That would be my only question.
As I read it, that's the original outline application 2791, which was for both before they got hived off into two pieces.
Yeah.
So these are the discharge of conditions for that original outline.
My recommendation is that the clerk, if so moved, is to check with the officer and perhaps get clarification as to why we are still having one set of conditions for two applications. Because the care home is going to be well ahead of the 199 in doing these bits and pieces. So technically, are we then allowing a condition to be signed off for part of the application when the rest of the application isn't going to be brought to fruition?
So if you look at the planning documents, it would appear that there are six pieces of additional information at the bottom, so marked like that.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the reference numbers for the drawings, it would seem that they are all related to the 199 and none of them are related to the care.
Fair enough. I'm terribly satisfied.
Very good. Moving on then to item B, which is for a single-storey front extension and a two-storey side extension, plus a detached double garage at 38 Water Lane. Has anyone got any comments?
Yep.
Oh, Councillor Clark.
Having read through and looked at this one, I agree with the neighbour's comments about this should be an up-and-over garage as opposed to an open swing door garage, because if they're up and over them, then the parking could be closer and could be off the pavement and roads, etc., when they're doing things. And also I agree with the neighbour about making them two separate buildings to avoid any possible development into livable accommodation in the future. But I definitely, you know, that's a bit circumspect, but I think the big thing about having up and over doors which roll back is far more sensible with the spacing because of the amount of cars that park down there, and also they would overlap the pavement in places. That's what it looked like to me anyway, and I agree with the neighbours' comments. So on the current form I would object, but if the garage had the doors going up and over as opposed to opening out, I would not have any problem. But also keeping them separate as well so they couldn't be developed into livable accommodation in the future.
Thank you. On the subject of the double garage, I don't see any particular problem with keeping it as a double garage. Most garages normally only built single skin, and it's very unlikely that's going to be developed into any livable accommodations right down at the bottom of the garden, and it's going to be a significant loss of amenity to divide it into two single garages. I mean, if you've got a double garage, you've got a double garage, haven't you? And it's a very sizable double garage as well. It's quite. On the subject of the garage doors, it does look like on the plans they've put in a sort of diagram of a car, and it would appear that there should be enough space for a car and hinged doors between the garage and the pavement. It would be worth trying to get some sort of measurement on that.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get down there this afternoon.
As I recall, the garage is going to be something like 3.3 3 metres wide each, so the doors are going to be, what, 1.6? If it's...
If which it's one a, do you want to see, Jeff?
The one showing the garages.
Yeah, if you scroll down, I think you've got a proposed... I think it's just proposed floor plan sheet 2, possibly. So if you scroll up, it's either sheet 1 or sheet 2 shows the measurements of the garage at the top of the page. You've got the garage at the bottom of the garden. Yeah, so it does look like just about be enough room.
Sheet 2.
Maybe sheet 2 then, yeah.
That was.
Oh, yeah, so just about be enough space to get 5.590. District Councillor Hales has just pointed out car parking spaces should be 5 by 2.4 metres, so by the time the doors are open, there won't be 5 metres there. Would definitely support the up and over door. It might not look quite as pretty, but it would stop the cars from having to be parked on the pavement when the doors are being opened. But other than that, it's actually being shown as two adjoined single garages, isn't it? There isn't a sort of, it's not one large double garage.
No.
But I see no particular problem with that being left as one large building.
Without having looked at how they've done the foundations, I wouldn't be able to comment on that. But if it is just single skin low stuff, that's fine. But we don't know what groundwork they've done or want to do.
That would come under building regs, wouldn't it?
Mm. There'll be a minimum requirement. But out of the two things, I definitely would favour the up and over.
Mm.
So we would have to object or just raise a comment?
Support with comments.
Okay.
On another note, I actually appreciate the fact they've put in that they're going to be planting trees down the left-hand side of the diagram, because I think it would tidy up the site as exists. Mm. A lot of thought has gone into this plan actually, and I was looking through it today thinking, ooh, what about, oh no, they've covered that. So actually it has covered most of the bases, so in general I think it's a significant extension, but the neighbours don't seem to object,
no.
other than the parking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll just support that from Councillor Galley. The neighbours have got no objections other than the doors. But, they have raised the issue about residential at some stage in the future, but again, I think that's a bit.
We can only look at the plans that are in front of us. Exactly. We can't make assumptions over what might happen.
No, exactly. So I'll just go on the doors.
Okay, so move to support with the comments that we recommend up and over doors so that the vehicles are not parking on the pavement while they open the garage.
Yeah, sorry, can I be a bit picky? Could that be support subject to a change of the doors? So it's not, if you go that way around, then it's a case of it's not supported in its current form, but it would be supported with.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Support subject to the doors, otherwise we would object on the grounds of parking. Okay. Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Wilson seconding, those in favour?
Thank you.
Okay, C is a proposed garage conversion and link building at 21 Moore.
Yes.
Comments?
there any comments from neighbours on this one, Chair?
Councillor Clark.
Is this this hasn't gone through planning yet, has it? This is just in the first stages, isn't it?
Just one full planning application.
Because when I walked past there tonight on the way here, it looks as if they've already started the work.
Could you pull up the application, please, see what the status is?
Chairman, can we declare an interest in this particular one? That's why we're here.
That's you, is it?
Yeah.
Clark, that's the last application. That's the Water Lane one.
My apologies. It is
C. C. Long looking up.
There we are. What would you like to see?
What are the status is still in planning? No decision yet.
No. Does the application form will say whether it's retrospective?
It's out for consultation.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's for planning out for consultation.
Councillor Kelly?
No, if the neighbours have no objections so far, then it's quite a significant change. I mean, with no offence to the members of the public here, it seems quite an unusual way of doing the extension to me, but I have no objections.
I haven't got any objections other than the fact that it seems the work's already started, which sort of fits the cart before the horse.
Well,
because we were the building for the footings, and we realised when we spoke to the planning department today that the building inspector was coming in tomorrow to check the footings, so they in theory agreed it, but so yes, that's why we came here this evening. We thought we'd just let you know what
that's I thought.
So no comments?
Yeah.
Okay, proposal. Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Cowley, those in favour?
Thank you. Can we go? Thanks for your help.
Thank you very much.
Okay, discharge item D is a discharge of condition 21, surface water drainage, and 23, foul water drainage for 36 New Road.
Is this the 2018 house?
It's the 1824, whatever number, 22, I think it ended up last. Councillor Clark.
We're not saying being a pain tonight. Looking through this, the planning consultation response, it's not possible to comment to the proposed discharge of condition due to insufficient information being submitted, and the information set out below will be required in order to comment to be provided. That's point one, so there's not enough information on it. And also, I was very concerned looking at the contractors that are going to be doing this landscaping project. If I've understood this correctly, the Technical Advisory Service Department of Marshalls, and as this is all to do with the water and the issues that we've got with water, the initial trench would this is the bit that got me. The maintenance of the pavement is to ensure the infiltration of the paving is not compromised. The following guidelines are offered as an initial regime, but may be either increased or decreased depending on paving's local environment, etc. A visual inspection of the paving should be carried out on a regular basis, ensuring that joints are kept fully filled. This will confirm the effectiveness of the agitation maintenance due to variations between sites and allow the refinement of the regularly agitation activity if necessary. The paving should be agitated, e.g. brushed, vacuumed, etc. at least twice a year. You can see residents doing that. This is to ensure no vegetation of any sort is allowed to grow and develop in the joints. Ideally, the activity should be carried out on the spring and autumn seasons. The paving should be inspected after any heavy precipitation to ensure no displacement of any organic matter onto the surface of the pavement. For winter maintenance, it goes on and on and on. The amount of dues for this, what they're trying to put in here, seems absolutely horrendous. You're not going to get that type. If residents aren't going to do this.
It's like a paved road.
Yeah, I know.
Paved road, is it, isn't it?
Well, when I looked at the pictures, it's a different type of
Sorry,
Mr. Clark.
With regards to the document that's presently under discussion, my understanding is that the open spaces and roads within the development are going to be looked after by a management company. And I am also told, albeit informally, that the Highways Agency currently have said that they are not going to adopt the road, effectively making it private. So that means it will either be the resident's responsibility or the responsibility of the management company. And the other comment I was going to make is one that Councillor Clark has already brought up, is that the drainage officer at South Camps has said there was insufficient information for him to be able to make a recommendation.
Councillor Clark.
On that basis then, thank you Mr. Clark, on that basis, knowing what management companies are like with the limited amount of work that they do to anything on a lot of these sites where they really do not pull their weight, they just take the money. Now, maybe being cynical here, apologies to any management company if I'm being overly over the top here, but in the event that this is not inspected and done in line with this regime, there is likely to be surface water, there's likely to be spillage out. I don't like it at all. And I wouldn't trust the management company to be sure to be doing the job properly, or the residents to be doing the job properly. And we could end up with what we've been fighting all the way along with these sewage things and everything like that. Surface water coming off at a great rate of knots, which could cause other problems. So I don't like it at all.
Councillor Cowles.
I think with the existing issues that we've got with drainage and sewage, with all the issues we've been having, I think whenever I see discharge of conditions that include water, it worries me. And I think we should be fighting back against any developer trying to discharge any sort of drainage conditions that have been imposed upon their on their site. I think they ought to be made to actually fully comply to them and not try and discharge them.
Putting a maintenance contract out like that with so many do's and don'ts, I think is dangerous. I think they need to look at a better way of doing this. And I looked at the drawings and the way that they do this type of filling, and I don't think it's conducive to where the environment of where we are and what they're potentially going to have, because they're going to be, I think it's a no.
And just looking at the first few items on that document of, you must sweep and vacuum the joints twice a year, you must inspect every time it rains, it's unlikely to happen.
And even if you're paying a company to do it, it's unlikely to happen. Sorry, Chair.
Any other comments? District Councillor Ellis.
When you look at the site, it's quite a lot lower than the road itself. So I'm assuming that the access road for the homes is going to drop away onto site from the road. So technically you could argue that any surface water would remain on site and make whatever it's going to be called a lake during the heavy rains rather than come out onto the new road. The only thing I would say is if it does flood, does it then interfere and impact on surface sewer, foul water drains, which will be connected to the network and will have manholes on site? So that would be my only aspect of concern there. So if the percolation of water through the pavoir to ground isn't sufficient enough and quick enough for that then to impact on foul water drains, then the foul water drains have the potential to be impacted themselves. So that would be my comment on that. But the other comment is that the expert officer at Campbell doesn't have enough detail to make a comment on these plans. So until the expert at Campbell can actually say, I think they're okay, I don't think, in my humble opinion, that you're good with.
I fully agree with it.
It's also worth pointing out to the committee what the final sentence in that document says.
This final drainage flow rate to be discharged should be acceptable. Timely water proof should be provided.
Without any on-site mitigation. Right.
At the moment, they've got no on-site.
So if there's no on-site mitigation, bearing in mind that across the road, and this development is going into the same chamber that the 199 discharges at no more than 5 litres per second into, right? then it's clear that the details and the flow rates from that site should be very starkly worked out. Because we need to know what's going into the system.
I suggest that they should not be discharging more than the
5 litres a second. You know, I think that's going to be unlikely, but it's you're right. I mean, we need the stipulation on there that it can't have any greater outflow than the 5 litres per second as pumped from the other side of the road. But we need the facts and figures.
Yes, Councillor Clark.
I think if we are minded to reject this on the basis of there's not sufficient information for district or sorry for the planning consultation response for them to actually come up with a response, I would like to do that. But also, I would like to make it very, very clear that we are, well, in my personal opinion, I am extremely uncomfortable at having something, regardless of whether they say that the system is okay or not, that is going to require all these different requirements. I think it's an absolute no-no. We should have a standard road system with the appropriate sewage system that deals with it, because you will not get people going out there and sweeping this twice a year and checking for cracks and checking for weeds coming through and God knows what else. That has got to be an absolute no-no. And I think we need to make that in the strongest possible terms, that is a no. And also, as District Councillor Houser said, we need to understand the flow into the system, because we've had a number of problems, and we could actually iterate that in our letter to council, that because of the amount of work we had to go into getting Hopkins Homes to do their job properly with Anglian Water, we don't want something equally as nasty on the other side of the road just being allowed to go ahead. And that is definitely got to be a no. Sorry, that's my personal.
Just add to that, Councillor Clark's comments. At the planning committee meeting where this application was first heard at South Camps, where subsequently the applicant withdrew their application for further bits and bobs, the agreement was that they would adhere to any of the same conditions, that they are, i.e. the condition 9, that was applied to the 199 across the road. So that was the implication for them there. They were quite happy to say, yes, we'll do whatever we need to do with the sewage, etc., etc. So that's fine. So I think anything that we base out this committee's comments on should be in the same vein as the condition 9, i.e. with the discharges into the existing gravity system, as well as any impact of surface water on the foul sewage, should the Marshall's plan of keeping everything swept clean and weed free not be adhered to, and then any rise in the surface water then, as I say, going into the drains. There's a whole host of them, and then you could also add, Chair, if I may, that you fully support the South Cam's drainage experts' comments that without a a significant increase in detail, that you agree with his comment that he can't make a decision, so therefore you support that too.
Okay. So to pull that together for a resolution, we are going to object to this on the grounds A, there is insufficient information, B, we need them to comply with the same condition 9 from the 199 from Hopkins, such that the discharge will not have any impact on any significant impact on the gravity fed system. So probably a limitation on outflows. We also object to the paving system that they're talking about using, because we do not believe that such maintenance is going to be feasible.
Practical. Sorry,
Chair. Chair, before you vote on that, might I just ask a question? The clerk may be able to access this better than I can on my phone, but on the drainage drawings, where you've got the whole site drainage drawings, the site is quite a deep site by comparison to some sites in these houses, and it also slopes away significantly. So when you start clearing the site down to put in your footings and coming out to DPC, the houses aren't going to be much ground level than it is at the moment. So your drains are going to have to be a minimum of 18 inches for foul below ground. Given the fact you're going to have a fall on that, not massive, but a fall, does that still come in line with the drain out in the road, which is barely 6 foot, possibly 6.5 foot deep? And given that the ground is 6.5 foot deep as you go onto the site, the dip down. If you stand there, you can't see the road, more or less.
Councillor Wilson.
I'm assuming on the utilities map they'll have the directions, the attenuation tanks and the pump out stations if they need to lift.
Was it pumped? Did you say it was
pumped? I haven't gone through it, but if they need to lift to whatever, there'll be some sort of marsh tank system or something like that off the back of the attenuation system. Because I'm assuming there'll be a holding tank that will, the same as the 199 over the road. Their attenuation tank holds, X amount of...
80 cubic metres. But I mean, this is the bit we're trying to get at here, is the fact that the drawings and what have you don't seem to show this level of detail. It's a bit kind of like in the wind, and
you can't make a call on it unless.
So this is a half-hearted attempt at trying to maintain plan.
As Campbell have already said, there's insufficient information.
Could we ask Chair for a very detailed drawing and schematic of how the sewage will be dealt with on site and either pumped or gravity fed into the existing gravity fed system? Potentially using those words as part of the your comments.
We can certainly ask.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if South Cambs are going to ask exactly the same question given the comments of their drainage officer.
Mr. Bilge.
Where did I get up to?
The last one was C. You do not believe the maintenance regime proposed is practical.
And
will be adhered to.
And will be adhered to. And the last part is the drainage. We'd like to see details of the drainage, the four levels, and any pumping, any. What do you call it?
Attenuation tank. I would suggest you register an objection along with those comments and make it clear that you would consider the application again should further information that you believe is necessary be provided in line with the drainage officer's comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, what can I just say?
Good.
Can I have a proposal for all of that, please? Councillor Wilson and second Councillor Clark. Those in favour? Unanimous. Okay, item E is works to trees in the conservation area. Does anybody know if this has been ticked off yet?
As of 5 o'clock this evening, it hadn't been determined according to the District Council's website, but the committee should remember that it is updated overnight, so it may have been decided today. You won't know until tomorrow.
So we need to consider it now. This is at 43 High Street, Melbourne. Anyone have any comment on it?
What is 43?
We're 30. So 43 is that way.
There's
actually they're saying that trees 1 and 2 need to be lifted so that there is sufficient highway clearance. The rest of it is Essex.
Can you put the drawing back up, please, Clark? I think you'll find that's the house next door to the car park.
Right.
One there is the car park on the right as you look.
Is this the one that interferes with the road sign on the zebra?
No, that's 30. That's 35. How many houses do we get across the car park?
Regardless of where it is, I have no particular objections to trees being pruned and felled necessarily.
No,
I don't think it'll have a terrible impact on the high street. I mean, some bits are quite overgrown. So.
No, there's no objection to the conifers being chopped.
Other
ones are just being trimmed. Support with no comment?
Yeah.
Proposed Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Cowley, those in favour, unanimous. Okay, then we come to the item F, in which I've got a degree of interest. So I'll pass the chair to Councillor Wilson, and I shall run away.
Demolition of existing bungalow and construction of a 5-bed dwelling, Clunge Pit 1, London Way, Melbourne. Thoughts?
Do we know, Chair, the size of the existing bungalow? I don't know it personally. I.e., is it a 5-bed bungalow which is being demolished and being rebuilt? And do we know if it is for the existing resident to continue living in? Or is it likely that it's, or is it, you know, being developed to be sold on? Do we happen to know that, and is that our business?
Short answer is, excellent question. Long answer is, I don't have. I know the site roughly. And I don't, I believe it is a little larger than what the existing thing is, the existing bungalow is. But I think in context of where it is, it doesn't really strike me as being a overtly large building.
It doesn't look as if it's overlooking any residents, does it?
No, I mean, where it is I think...
I think there are any, are there? I don't think there are any, are there? It's the only domestic dwelling up there, isn't it?
It's an industrial
area. I mean, I think if anything, it's you know, going to improve what is there.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Norbury has every intention of staying in there as long as he possibly can. He's not a man that sort of chops and changes.
Existing outbuildings to be retained, the existing swimming pool to be removed.
Yeah.
Hello? Thank you.
So is that the new building to the...
Yes.
Yeah, the lower part, as it were.
The old, okay. The old building's in dots at the top.
Yeah. Well, and then it's a one in, one out, isn't it? So I don't think, you know, it's not... I think it's relatively evident it's not development, as it were.
No, it's certainly.
See the lines to the left behind the hedge,
yep.
The red line? The left a bit, then, no, up a bit. No, just go and look the cursor up. They're the sand bins.
Yeah, the loading bins.
In the loading bays, that's where the business is.
Yep.
So that's the boundary to the business, so there is no other housing until it's
Nothing. I've got no problems.
Yeah.
Thoughts, gentlemen? Any other thoughts? You've got parking off road, it's garaged.
It's not going to be increasing the amount of traffic going up and down London Way, because it's just a one in, one out. So
yeah.
I think would be my only objection, would be if it was going to be additional housing up there.
I didn't pick up any neighbour negative comments or anything else, there's nothing there.
So no, indeed.
Absolutely nothing there.
Support, no comment?
Support, no comment?
Support, no comment. I need a proposer in a second, please.
Proposer, Gap Dark. Second out, Cowley.
Cowley. No R.
Cowley.
Oh. And then a vote.
All those in favour?
Unanimous?
Thank you.
Carried. Thank you.
Number of people put R in my name. It's bizarre.
So you tell Steve who's it?
I can, normally in America, I can send them an email and sign it. Dear Cowley. And they reply, Dear Dr. Cowley. Like, you've literally just written bizarre. Hey, I won't hold it against you.
No.
First day.
Okay, moving on. Item G is a amended variation of condition of planning permission to the erection of 64 dwellings to accommodate 5 additional dwellings, including those approved under previous planning permission land to the rear of Victoria Way.
I did remind committee that this planning application came up twice at the last meeting.
Yeah.
And you objected to it both times.
Yeah. Do you know what the nature chair of the amendment is? I was struggling to establish what the difference was. Superseded.
When I read through the documentation, the preamble document said 2 dwellings. So that obviously the documents they're feeding into this are not correctly annotating the number of houses, because it says 2 dwellings. Unless they're just using an old document, which they may well be doing, because a lot of neighbours have actually said, how many more times are they going to try and squeeze more onto this site?
Mm-hmm.
Because they seem to be coming back drip feeding it every time they want extras. Because he's not selling the expensive ones.
There are plenty of houses, Chair. There are plenty of houses on that site. There are plenty of new houses going into Melbourne. I personally object to any squeezing in of any additional properties on any development, because we've got plenty.
I agree, and the committee has agreed on numerous occasions, as the clerk pointed out, as recently as last meeting. This is not the first time that there's been a request to add more properties onto this particular site. This is an amendment. I'm not entirely sure what the amendment is to the application to squeeze 5 more in. But we should just maintain our stance and object.
Agree.
For all the previous reasons, which loss of amenity, reduce living space, etc., that we've given out before.
Agreed. They're actually using the excuse of affordable housing as being the rationale, but that's not the case. It's just a case that they can't sell the big ones, so they're going to stick some more smaller ones on it to cover the costs.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbours are very, very clear. So it's just drip feeding.
So our proposal is to object based on exactly the same grounds that we objected to in the past. I propose that one. Councillor Wilson was the first hand in the air to second it. Those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous. Item H, demolition of the existing single-storey lean-to extension at the rear and replacement of single-storey oak-framed rear extension at 7 Moat Lake.
Is that possible to bring that up?
Be able to get them all on the same screen.
No, it's fine.
know if it's a particular elevation, let me know. So this is the proposed.
Looks tidy.
The windows are all in the same place. And the rear anyway.
I'll scroll down. Thank you. Okay, so it looks
a lot
chunk bigger. It's got a skylight. Other than that, it's pretty much like for like.
Curious that they've chosen to go for a flat roof. I've always had nothing to trouble with flat roofs.
Yes, but probably you wouldn't get the pitch without losing the upstairs windows.
No, that's true.
Two different roof lines.
Yeah.
Any objections?
It seems to fit the style of what's going on up here anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I propose to support with no comments.
Yeah.
Councillor Cowley proposing, Councillor Cowley seconding, those in favour.
Sorry, you went Councillor Cowley.
Councillor Clark.
Seconding.
Sorry, Councillor Clark, I do apologise.
That's
okay. Which one do I apologise to?
I'll change my name by default if you want.
Those in
Councillor Cowley was overruled.
Those in favour is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item I is another tree works at number 2 Station Road. What's the status of that?
2.5 hours ago it hadn't been determined. Yeah, there we are. Be pointed out that the applicant is a former district councillor, and I believe was on the planning committee, so should know how to put that one together.
Ah. Okay, so I need to declare an interest.
Well, she is no longer here.
Yeah, but I know her. Miss Barrett.
Can we just have a look at the photographs, please?
Yeah, it's a bit messy, isn't it?
Do I make myself scarce, or shall I just sit in?
No, everybody knows who the district council is.
Yeah.
And they used to be popular, can't they? Well, it still is a part of the district council's constitution. If a member of the planning authority has any sort of planning application, but it, no matter how minor, it goes to the planning committee. So it would make sense the branch council follows. Mm. Same thing.
Nice photograph.
Assuming that's a photo of the reason why the work is needed.
Mm-hmm. Just to take it out completely then. The thing is, if it comes
down. Have to look at the application.
If it comes down and take out
the application is saying it's
okay. You'll take out a listed building if comes down, so
yeah, it's got to be
okay. Support no comments. Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Wilson seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous.
Gonna be cheap.
Item J, replace an existing porch with a single storey front extension at number 52 McGough Way.
Can we have a look at the elevations, please, Clark?
Right, so let's just pick one at random. Mm-hmm.
Is that not?
Oh, that would be exactly the same building. So that's existing, by the looks of things. This one is proposed. Existing.
Yeah, well, okay. Just bringing the porch, bringing the long fill, extending it up.
distance, but that's coming out further.
Let me...
It says Marley modern roof tiles. Are they going to be the same as what's on the roof? Or are they going to be different? Because that could be a bit jarring if they're not in keeping.
The application form will say.
Normally
it's the same normally.
Yeah, it has to be.
Match existing.
So the tiles existing are plain concrete tiles.
So the roof tiles will be different. But assuming that is, they're talking about the porch, but then it's got plain concrete tiles and not the whole house.
Is it worth looking at?
I was about to ask exactly the same thing. I was reaching for my phone and then I thought, well, let's all look at it.
Postcode.
6HU, hotel uniform.
Just the house just almost looked as if it was just up near a trigway. House where you say we've got below your cursor left.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember which part of my question you asked.
Pick up the little yellow man you're about to do and then drop him on the road.
This Medcalf, not that one, this one.
Come left.
Not that one, one in the middle. On the Y, on the word Y. That one, yeah. Haggers is just here, and it's one of these ones here.
Okay, so look, they're not set very far back from the road, are they?
They're all but the same as the roof, aren't they?
Well, the same as 39. So it's on this side then, take it?
Yeah, it's this side, it's where the car is. No, too far.
Okay, so if you turn around to the right, is it that one with the overgrown porch?
There,
that one. Five of these ones. Yeah. Yes, I've got the
setback down. That is closer than I get, I think.
Well, I'd say looking at that, then he's going to look different, isn't it?
Because that's not Marley tile, is it?
No, that's not.
It's, there's no telling how out of date the Google maps photos are.
2011.
May.
There we are then. Yeah. So
it's going to be the one on the left, is it, with the green on the front porch?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't match the...
No, that's just shade, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is that one.
Yeah, it is that one.
Is it... No, that's just shadow, isn't it? If you look at look at the next door neighbour, look at the end of where the garage is, where the sun's on it, that's the same as the roof. So I'm saying
those are the 9-inch plank.
Well, Marlon can make any sort of stuff, it's just the manufacturer. So you got flat Marleys or round ones, so I'm presuming that they'll have matched up.
Could you put up the proposed thing? I just wonder about how footpath was going to go. I think it's on the left hand side of on the left-hand side of the whole document, there was a thing about where the footpath... So they're suggesting the footpath is going to come out the front. So if you scroll down, the footpath is going to come out the side and then go down, so I presume they'll be putting a new access in through the front wall. New footpath. Okay. It comes out further than the... front porch on the other half of the semi.
Is there anything like that on the street?
To my knowledge, but I'm no expert.
Is it worth just parking it for the moment, just to do a little bit of research, just to see what's on the street, and just double check the tiles?
Essentially, they're going to remove part of the wall that leads to the door at the end.
Is that something we need to make a decision on?
No, how much longer have we got on the consultation period?
Not long.
Not long, no.
No, that registration date isn't the date we were notified. I need to check my other computer to determine exactly when we were notified. But it is fairly near the end of the agenda, and I always agenda planning out items in the order in which we receive them. So this is
reason, but they won't last the next planning committee, will they?
No, we'll probably have this one less than a week.
Could you just have another look at Google Street View, please, and just sort of pan up, just sort of turn around and look up and down the street. I mean, they've said that the neighbours one does go all the way to the end of the property, so it is at least as wide as theirs will be, but theirs will come out a lot further.
But these records are 8 years old.
Yes, they are.
They will be restricted, though, Chair, with regards to your building line at the front. Can you go back to that? Your building line at the front will be, correct me if I'm wrong, it goes to the middle of the road. Right? So if these ones have only come out to the middle of the road and they've allowed what they've been allowed to do, and the frontage, then they're not going to be allowed to do anything else, are they? They're only going to be able to come out. What's the scale on this? At the front of your house, your planning permission for how far you can extend the front of your house is governed by the centre of the road.
From the centre of the road?
That's the building line. So if a house is set back further, you could put a bigger extension on the front.
I see.
But you'll only ever be up to the red line, if you like, from the road. But at the back...
So that's the existing side elevation, and that's the proposed side elevation.
I just think it's big.
So we're looking at that area there. So it's roughly twice the width.
Yeah.
That does look big.
I think if they were coming out to the same distance away from the house as the other half of the semi, it would be fine. But I think the fact it's coming out further, it's going to look more unbalanced than it currently does, I think.
It's
northwest facing, so it's not going to cause any light issues.
No. Council Wilson.
I'll say, Chair, that my gut instinct is that it's a little far out, but not knowing the road very well, whether something else has slipped through that is an equal.
District Councillor Hales.
There is one thing that is glaring here. Is there anything in the design access statement? It says level access for wheelchair. A build to accommodate somebody with a disability, in which case that would be bigger at the front and trying to get as much as they possibly could. It might be downstairs living.
There's just
a question.
Dining room, isn't it?
There's no bedroom listed on it, so...
I mean, there's a new structural opening, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. It's going through.
It says level access for wheelchairs. Well,
so, wheelchair access and baby buggy storage at the front entrance.
Disabled parent, fourth line down in the middle. It looks like it's all open plan.
Ease of access.
But with the greatest respect to whatever the disability is that's there, making a house bigger. Yeah, if you're moving
bedrooms downstairs, I suppose.
I'm not saying they're doing that, are they?
But it's just it's a dining room.
It's just increasing the size of the dining room.
Increasing the dining room and giving a lobby for baby buggy.
Mm.
Which I fully understand.
Absolutely.
Which would take, which would be taken into consideration if it was mirroring the one that was next door.
Have
you got a plan?
How much need to look at how much bigger it is than the adjacent half of the semi. And there's a difference in them at the moment from what the other half of the semi is built out. They're building out to match, or I think it's probably a bit bigger.
If I could suggest, it is within the rights of the committee to delegate making a decision on this to the chair and vice chair of the committee, pending a site visit. The committee vote to do that, and then give delegated authority to two councillors to go and have a look.
Just to make a call.
Yep.
It's got a bit dark.
What are people available?
Oh, well, I can go around tomorrow morning.
I'm free tomorrow morning. You're
Out of the day tomorrow.
I can walk around now on the way home and just email through anything that I see.
Well, I can walk around with you now.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, we'll just kind of have a look at it. And
okay, well, in that case, I'll come around with you. We'll have a site visit post-meeting. Do we need to vote on that?
The resolution is to be
approved.
Okay, it was delegated authority.
Delegated authority to chair, vice chair, and Councillor Cowley to have a discussion and make a decision based on the site visits proposed by Councillor Clark. Seconded by Councillor Cowley. All those in favour? Unanimous. So item K is discharge of conditions again for 107 High Street.
This is the post office. The reason it's
sample time.
An application is because it's a listed building. So every detail must be a planning application. But essentially, it is finalised details of the shop front, which is, as we have seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, they've taken out all of the pillars, haven't they? Just made one big piece of glass.
So that's already been approved, but now they need to.
To be a post office.
Oh, really?
Can't get anyone.
Can't get anyone to be postmaster.
Yeah.
Nobody wants the job, therefore.
It'll be a hairdresser's.
Problematic.
That is a shame.
Well, regardless of what it's going to be, it needs tidying up, so there's a fine, aren't there?
Oh, God, anything's an improvement.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
it's got a sound.
Support with no comments.
Yep.
Proposed Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Cowley. Those in favour, unanimous. And the final planning application is an appeal for proposed new access at Langdale Farm. This is the north end of the village on Cambridge Road.
Chair. Just to point out to committee that if you are minded to make any representation or change your original comments, the deadline for doing so is tomorrow.
This is four. Does John have condition three?
What did we say last time?
Last one.
When the original planning application came up, I believe it was objected, but I would need to go and double check that. Unless it's already on the.
Chair.
parish council comment on there. I'd need to go and check what it was you said.
Mr. Councillor Hales, was that you making the noise?
Yeah, it was. I just
would you like to expand on the noise?
Would you mind? Not
at all.
I have no idea what the committee decision was, but there are a number of excesses from residents for domestic and business along this stretch of road.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always struggled with the County Highway Safety Department's decision as to how they come to this peculiar decision to say that adding another entry point to the highway is then detrimental to highway safety, when they quite happily passed 199 houses, a care home, and 22 and 64 within about 15 feet of each other, and they don't consider that to be detrimental to highway safety. I really struggle with this process. So
yeah, item E.
Yeah. You approved it. And that was in May.
In which case, I see no reason to make further comment on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, final item on the agenda is PL 030/19, the date of the next meeting, which is the 9th of September.
Can I state at this stage I will be on holiday? I will not be able to attend.
You may.
Could I still have NYT, please?
Close the meeting.
Yeah.